Hello, everyone. This is April Renee with the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know how to be concise and when to end. With that, first question for our guest today is in a few sentences. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Hi, I am Leslie Goth. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist in Colorado. I have a private practice, and I'm now currently branching out into a coaching business so that I can reach more people out of state and help people, like more groups of people at once. Instead of just one-on-one counseling, I can work with a bunch of women all at the same time. So I'm super excited about my new endeavor.
Ah, congratulations. Question number two, absolutely. What is the best thing about working with businesses?
I think it's developing relationships. I was just talking to a gal that owns a medical spa, and, you know, we can really support each other and, you know, just build each other up just as women, but business owners, and just really support each other's goal in helping other women and things like that. So I think it's just the developing of relationships and being able to help each other. I mean, that's what we're here for. So it's great. I love it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Question number three, Leslie, is I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes from clients dramatically increases conversions and sales. Your thoughts?
Well, I think knowing your client's language and where their pain points are and what they're needing and using their language to do that just helps you be relatable. And so I think it's super important to know their language and be able to speak their language so that you're someone that can actually help them. So yeah, I do that all the time.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Question number four. What advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Sorry, I forget what you told me my topic was on that one. I'm sorry.
I think maybe you had mentioned, I'll look at my notes, networking and not worrying about competition.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay. So I think just really having the confidence that whatever you have to offer is unique to you, and the way that you're going to portray it and communicate it and the audience that you're going to reach is going to be very different than someone else who might have the same kind of topic. The way they're going to communicate it, the way they're going to share and help people is going to be in their specific way. So, you know, Brené Brown is one of my all-time, like, I want to be here when I grow up. And I really teach a lot of what she teaches, but I do it in my way. And I think I connect to people, especially women, in my way, with my energy that's going to be a little bit different than the way Brené Brown does it. And she's amazing. So, I think, you know, don't worry about competition. Just be you and know that whatever you have is going to reach the exact person that it's supposed to.
Love it there. Love it there. Great, great point. Question number five, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be invited as a guest to this podcast?
You know, I have two. Jennifer Lonberg is an amazing woman. She was my coach and spiritual, you know, just spiritual coach, and just really helped me kind of do a lot of very deep work on myself that helped me get to where I am, where I'm now able to create a course. And so she's been just an amazing woman and an influence in my life. And then Danielle Kingstrom. Danielle is an amazing writer and speaker, and she has her own podcast, and she really talks about women and eroticism, and she's gone through her own journey and just really wants to talk and help other women be more free on their journeys. And those are two just amazing women that have been wonderful influences in my life.
Fantastic. I look forward to connecting with both of them.
Good.
Sixth question. We still have 4.5 minutes left and great on time. Tell us about your first sale, Leslie.
You know, it wasn't really a sale. And when, as a psychologist, I don't, you know, when I get a new client, I don't really think of that as a sale, but it was when I just started my private practice in Colorado. I don't even think I was officially licensed yet. I had all my hours and everything like that. And I was attending a church and there was a family really in need. And I could tell that one of the daughters in this family was struggling with an eating disorder. And that was one of my specialties. And it still is. And so I reached out to the family. I knew they were going through really hard times. And I just wanted to offer my services. And so just to see if there was anything I could do to help, since I know a lot about eating disorders. And so, you know, they were very appreciative and we were able to do some really good work. And then that led me to be able to actually, the church let me have an office in their basement. And that's what started my private practice. And that was just the beginning now of 16 years later, having been able to help just so many people and never wanting money to be what people use as an excuse not to get the help that they need. So I certainly have my fees, but I always like to offer options because I just don't want money to stand in the way of people getting help. Everybody needs help at a certain point in their life. And so that was huge for me, being able to reach out. They accepted the help and then it just kind of started everything from there. So that was a really neat experience for me.
That's awesome. What a great, great start for you. Love it.
Yeah.
But guess what? We still have just shy of 3 minutes left on the clock. What else is on your heart or mind to share with the listeners and viewers today?
You know, I think I'm just so excited. I'm like kind of bursting at the seams about this course that I'm creating. It's due to launch at the end of September. I'm putting out a webinar in a couple weeks to kind of help people on their journey. And it's going to all be for women who really struggle with weight loss. And having had my own personal experience with weight, body image issues growing up into my adulthood, and then specializing with eating disorders and really learning a lot, both personally and professionally, and kind of figured a lot of stuff out over the last 16 years. So I put together this course. I just want to help women who feel so stuck and are just so tired of this battle with dieting and just that mindset that we need to look a certain way and have a certain number on that scale to feel worthy. So just reteaching, rewiring the brain and really learning how to attain goals, but do it in a way that's super healthy and super gentle towards oneself. And that, yeah, your goals can be attained without having to kill yourself either at the gym or through like starving. And it's just horrible. It's just horrible what's going on out there. So it's a course that really creates a lot of healing and health and freedom. So I'm really excited. So I just want to be able to help as many women as I possibly can.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And guess what, Leslie, you did it. Six questions in 9 minutes, because the best know how to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick so people can connect with you after the podcast.
Yes. So it's denverfamilycounselingservices.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Leslie Goff Coaching, or just Leslie Goff. So would love to make more friends and have more, you know, people getting the information that I think could be really life-changing.
Fantastic. And it's in the description of the podcast for you guys as well. Leslie, great having you as a guest today. And remember, don't stop believing. You're welcome. For those that are listening to the podcast, be sure to check out other episodes of the B2B podcast. My name is April Renee. Create a terrific day.